SBS Radio.
We all have these days, and excuses come in the way as to why something can't happen, and obviously let that play on us for the rest of the day, and it chews into our life.
Yeah, and this kind of fact, actually, excuses are things that prevent people from making any progress.
It's the biggest thing, because a lot of times we don't even realise it's been so ingrained in us for such a period of time that it becomes our go-to when something gets tough or something becomes hard. Or, you know, like today for myself, I had a sort of bad start to the morning, but I could have dwelled on that all day and let it affect me, but instead I just let it go and moved on and carried on as best I could. A lot of people, unfortunately, carry that around and allow that then to stop further progress around their healthy lifestyle goals to be affected. And unfortunately, until we address that and pinpoint what our excuses are, we won't create a change.
Because you're very fit and very healthy, and you exercise, you're an indoors person. For someone who is not used to it and who actually cannot cope with things like bad weather, there are times when bad weather really sets you back. You can't make any progress. It's raining, or it's too cold, or it's way too hot. How do you get around that?
My biggest thing, and I'll pass this on to everyone I sort of interact with, is make sure you look at a solution rather than looking at the problem. Because when we look at the problem, we only create more stress. When we look at a solution, we create the answer, and that answer usually has happiness behind it. Now, if it was a rainy day, as an example, I could make an excuse as to why I couldn't train. Or I could even train in my own house for those that don't like getting down to the gym. And for, you know, especially in this day and age, YouTube has a million videos. Check out mine if you like. And create a workout that's based around your goals and what you like and at your level of fitness, and go at your own pace and just, you know, find a solution, make sure it happens, rather than making the excuse of, oh, it's a cold day, it's rainy outside, I can't train. Because there's so many people that provide so many solutions on YouTube or the internet that allow you to continue your journey towards whatever it is that you're trying to achieve out of your health and fitness goals.
Yeah. So motivation, that's whether that's one of the things, but, you know, sometimes it happens to me, you know, I wake up, got my gear ready, put on my gym shoes, my shorts, trainers, everything ready to go, but then I look out the window, nah, too cold.
And you're not alone, believe it, there's so many that do it. But the biggest thing I always say to people, live with gratitude and remember that every breath matters and every breath should count. And it's not the years in your life, but the life in your years that you actually live. And that's the most important thing I try and tell people. To be able to do that, your quality of life will be determined by the actions that you put into yourself when no one's looking, meaning your training, your eating habits, what you tell yourself on a daily basis. And that means from the get-go, when you wake up in the morning, you want to win the morning so you win the day. And essentially, that's important to, you know, drive you through the rest of the day. You start the morning right, you will then feel fresh throughout the rest of the day. And I think one of the biggest things I do when I get up is remind myself how lucky I am to be alive, how lucky I am to see, hear, and obviously be in a position I am when somebody else may not be as fortunate. And therefore, I go into my workout not thinking about how hard it's about to be, but how grateful I am for life.
Yeah.
And when you replace gratitude, when you replace fear or anger with gratitude, because those two cannot coexist, you will live a happier life and you'll find far more success behind what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, how about those who have mental blocks? You know, something mentally just tells you, no, it's not your thing, you're not yet ready, or what kind of help can they get?
I think that's the biggest thing too. Definitely whether you're trying to get a trainer that can help you get through those mental blocks, by whether it's them coming to your house, a gym, outdoor location, and allowing someone to impact you in a positive way and making sure you're accountable to what you set down as your own goals. Because when you do it by yourself, as you said, you get up and you're like, your enthusiasm, your motivations, or, you know, the intent's great, but obviously behind that is ingrained habits and behaviours and beliefs that then pull you away from your goals, and obviously unhappiness is on the back end of the, you know, those three choices. So it's important to remember getting up, finding someone and aligning yourself with someone who's going to keep you accountable, even if it's a friend that you're going to meet down the road for a walk. And that way you're obviously far less likely to let that person down until that becomes a habit and a ritual that you both can sustain and maintain by yourselves around your own goals and lifestyle choices.
Yeah. You just came recently from rural New South Wales and regional New South Wales, where you actually go there to run some workshops and help motivate a few people there. Do you see any difference between country folk and city folk in terms of motivation to go out there and exercise or undertake health and well-being trajectory?
I do. I think I see, like, location-wise, in Sydney, a great example is if you live in the west versus you live along the beaches, eastern suburbs, you see obviously a lot of people down there, very active, very, keeping themselves really healthy, versus those out in the west, they don't have that central location where they all sort of populate to and start to obviously see other people doing the same thing. The Bay Run in the inner west is a great example. You see a lot of people on there, and people get down there because they sort of get that motivation of seeing other people out and about doing something for their health. And unfortunately, as you go further and further away, you don't have those locations where everyone can sort of obviously get to and see others to then get that inspiration once they are at that location to make sure they finish their 7 kilometre walk, as an example. And I think that's it plays a massive role and a massive factor in what people actually do. If you live at a location where there's far more active people, you are far more likely to be active yourself, or even a group that's doing something and you know somebody, you're far more likely to join that group versus someone who doesn't know anybody. And I think that's very important, trying to find a group that you can align with that sits well where you feel comfortable is very important.
Most definitely. We'll put the message out there.
I think one of the biggest and best things I've ever sort of come up with saying wise is, if you find excuses are the nails that built the house of failure. Meaning, if you want something bad enough, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. And unfortunately, until some people have a trigger point or snap point, i.e. something's happened to someone in their family or even themselves, that's then triggered that reaction where no matter what happens, they will not find any excuse anymore. Now, I understand the importance of health, and until sometimes people hit that, unfortunately, they just don't change. But you just got to obviously keep putting it out there, and at the right time, hopefully they'll grab that information and use that to better themselves and create a better quality of life. sbs.com.au